Blog Talk Radio.
A new direction.
protection, for I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy, for this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply, for times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say it's not so far away, but it's here right now today. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you. Thank you, Jehoshua. Thank you. Hallelujah. Mighty, mighty, mighty Lord. Hallelujah. Mighty, mighty, mighty God. Hallelujah. What an awesome, awesome God we serve, my brother. My sister, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Well, shalom, shalom, my brother and my sister. Welcome to the Lord Yahweh. This is your host, brother in Christ, brother L.V. Zapata. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you for your patience. And I apologize Sunday that we could not transmit on Sunday the program because we have the two programs going on at the same time, so... Praise you, Lord. I hope everyone understand what was happening on Sunday. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. So nice to see you, my brothers and sisters. Shalom, Sister Consuelo. Victory Rider, the Lord's servant, Brother Estrada, Brother Joseph Rivera. Shalom to each and one of you. Hallelujah. May the Lord continue to bless you and keep you in your last day. May the Lord keep you ambassadored. Hallelujah, for all eternity, that you'll never get by seeing. Amen, that the world is getting. My brother and sister, praise the Lord. The Lord, they gave me a word, which he also confirmed to me last night. Praise the Lord to share with his people. This word is very important to the Lord. So I want to pray. Hallelujah, and I ask you from home to also pray with me before we begin. I believe this is a very important program tonight, and the word the Lord has given me to share is also very important for the people. My brother and sister, hope is always important. Amen. Mighty Jesus, mighty Yeshua, we pray that you send billions and trillions of warriors, angel, archangel, to keep us, to guide us, to protect us, to deliver us, Lord, to break the plan of the enemy, Lord Jesus, tonight. Hallelujah, Lord, you said to Abraham, I am your shield in your strong tower. Lord, be our shield and be our strong tower tonight. Protect us. Keep us. Break the plan of the enemy. Lord, bring the people tonight, Lord, that must hear this program, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Must hear your word, mighty Jesus, mighty Yeshua, mighty God. Hallelujah. Give me the boldness, Lord. Give me the wisdom, the understanding to share your word tonight, Lord. Let thy word be loud and clear in my mouth, Lord. Thy word only, in Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Jehoshua. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. I'm excited because I saw the Lord last night, and he's spoken with me. Thank you, Lord. It's always exciting to see Jesus. Hallelujah. The most important, hallelujah, creator. Hallelujah. They said the most important creator. Hallelujah. The most important person you ever want to see is Jesus Christ. Believe me, when you see him, believe his word, when you see him, hallelujah, you will understand the mystery of God because he reveals them all. He gives us wisdom and understanding, and he explains things to us, my brothers and sisters. Okay? Let me go into part of the mystery tonight. Remember, hallelujah, there's so many mystery in the Bible and the word of God. Amen? And the topics are different. It's not just one. It might be three or four. Praise you, Lord. But this became things a few weeks ago. A few weeks ago on YouTube, this sister put out a dream she has. And her dream is on YouTube. I don't have the link, but it's on YouTube. You can search it. In her dream, she saw the Word of God, the page of the Bible, all splitting up and making, coming out of the Bible, all the pages, and making like a walkway, if you would say, my brother and sister. And they were all out of the Bible, every single page from Genesis to Revelation, from Genesis 1 to Revelation 22nd, 22. All the pages were right in front of her. They came out of the Bible, and they were like, they laid themselves on the ground together. It made like a walkway. She asked people on YouTube that if they, and then she explained how she saw and all that, what the page did. And then she said, if anyone has an idea what my dream means, if you can ask the Lord or the Lord gives you the interpretation or the revelation of the dream, please share the dream with me, she says. Praise the Lord. Let me know. Get back to me. Praise you, Jesus. So in my heart, I desire to know what the Lord meant when the Lord giving her this dream of seeing all these pages of the Bible coming out this way. Praise you, Lord. And so last night, when I went into prayer, after prayer, about 2:30 in the morning, I kind of, hallelujah, went into that ecstasy, like that dream stage. I knew it wasn't a dream completely. This is what stopped me, because I was not a dream completely, but it's like I would lay on bed after prayer and kept praying on bed and laying on my bed. And out of the sign, I said, I forgot to pray for the Lord to come tonight. So I began to pray for the Lord to come. I'm laying on my bed, praise you, Jesus. And as I closed my eyes, immediately I was taken before the throne of Jesus. I'm right before the beautiful throne. Glorious throne, my brother and sister. And the page of the Bible, her dream of the page of the Bible was happening right before me. But this is what I said to the Lord before I went into prayer. Lord, because I heard people say that this is a rapture season, that Jesus is about to return. And I even said on the Lord's Hour last week, that I know the Lord is saying to people, this is the rapture season. He's up to his prophet. He's about to come. But I said, I'm waiting for the sign, the earthquake in California, the eastern tsunami, and the war in Israel. And I explained that it's not that I want judgment to destroy people. It's that these are the signs he's given me. And God is not a man that he will lie, nor the son of man that he will repent, the Bible says. So I said to the Lord, you know, are you coming, Lord? Because he told me he would. He told us he would. He was coming. And the first thing of Jesus, as I'm seeing the Bible display in front of his throne, as he's sitting in his king's chair with a crown on his head, golden crown, he says to me, a cold I'm coming. Then as the page of the Bible in front of his throne, he began to walk over. Remember what she saw in the dream, that the page had made like a way. And he began to walk. And it was like he was heading over the Bible. He was walking. And he was heading down to the earth. That's what I understood. The interpretation of the word, the meaning of the dream that she had, it is Matthew 24:14. And of this gospel of the kingdom, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached on in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. What the Lord Jesus revealed to her is that the gospel has been preached now unto all the world, and the end follow. My brother and sister, the end comes. The end follow. My brother and sister, remember that Jesus said that he is the beginning and he is the end. The gospel, the word of faith. Why did he see the gospel, the word of God, being displayed every page before the Lord? It made like a way. And then Jesus began to walk over the word, my brother and sister, because it is fulfilled. It is finished. It is done, my brother and sister. So this got to be exciting for us, because God promised us that when the gospel will be preached in all the world for a witness unto all the world, that then shall the end will come. This got to be exciting. This has to be exciting for every single Christian now, because now we have come with the Bible. Shalom, Sister Luna. We have come with the Bible. It's been preached, my brother and sister, where the Lord himself is revealing to his servant the prophet. He doesn't do anything without revealing it to his servant the prophet, where the Lord himself is revealing to his servant of the prophet that the gospel has been preached unto all the world, for a witness unto all the world. Everyone has heard about Jesus as a witness and what he did on the cross, his crucifixion. My brother and sister, praise the Lord. And my thing is that, my brother and sister, last week, the Lord, and this is what I wanted to share on Sunday, the Lord gave me a mighty revelation that I wanted to come Sunday and share. But in between giving my word to Brother John to be in tribulation now and coming on the Lord's hour, to me, it was a bit difficult, but I had given my word. And when you give your word, the Bible says you have to honor it. So I have to honor being there, my brothers and sisters, although I have received a word from the Lord. So here it is. The Lord took me into the years to come. And the revelation of the Lord, okay, I began to see, my brother insisted, 20, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, I believe almost all the way to 27, 2027. Every single year that was before me, the judgment that will come on those years was revealed to me, my brother insisted. And before I go into the details, I want to go into the word. The word has to be the light that enlightens even the dreams, everything. My brother and sister. Okay? Praise your God. Praise your God. By seeing, my brother and sister, is one of the last day enemy most powerful weapon. Because we know that the devil is the father of all lies. Okay? And in order for him to put out a vaccine where he can hook humanity into, my brother and sister, he has to lie in order to get people to take the vaccine. If the devil doesn't lie about the benefit, okay, not the damaging, not the true of the damaging, of the changing of the DNA, of the manipulation that it comes in the vaccine. No, he's not going to tell you the evil side effect. A lot of the medication they have put out in the last 30 years, heart attack, stroke, internal bleeding, damage to your liver, some even may cause lung cancer. The side effect of some of the medication, my brother and sister, they put out. And people have said, well, I'm going to try it. I got to try it. It's going to be affordable through your insurance. Government will make it affordable to you. Your insurance will make it affordable to you. You know, we just have to call this number and we'll take care of the rest. We'll help you out. Okay, it may death is one of the side effects of some of the medication. My brother and sister, all those side effects are in the coronavirus vaccine, and nobody thinks about that. The benefit that they're thinking, the devil had to sell it with all kinds of lies to get everyone to believe it, my brother and sister. Okay? That this is the way life is now. Society has changed. Your job will require. He has to truly lie. Truly lie. He has to lie on top of a lie. Aware of a lie, my brother and sister. But everything that he has done, it is not new, my brother and sister. It's not new. My brother and sister, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay? There is a psalm that I want you to see with me. And it's Psalm 73, verse 17 to 25. I want to share the things that are in that psalm. These psalms are my brother and sister, written over 4,000 years ago. Okay? And I want to show you that there's nothing new under the sun. The work of the devil in the past is still the same work today. It works for him. He doesn't change it. Look. Psalm 73, 17 says, until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood, says David, in their end. Okay? He understood the end. The end. What end? What end that came to his understanding? Because understanding is what keeps you alive. The understanding of the Lord in the last days is what's going to keep you alive. You need to have it. Surely thou dost set them in simplery places. Thou they cast them down into destruction. Okay? And the people he's talking about is the wicked, the disobedient, the evil ones. Okay? They've been cast down. Hell is called the place of destruction, the place of torment, the place of punishment. They are cast down into the place of the pit, down into the place of destruction, my brother and sister. Okay? Now listen. Verse 19, how they are brought into desolation, as in a moment, they are utterly consumed with terror. Terror is, according to Job, are these fallen ones, fallen star, fallen demon. That's what they bring, terror, my brother and sister. They are the one that brings terror. The devil is the one that brings terror, my brother and sister. And they are brought into desolation. Notice that when in a moment the person takes the vaccine, the soul comes to the place of desolation. At that very moment, every single vaccinated person, the soul comes to the place of desolation. My sister took the vaccine a couple of weeks ago. She said when she took the second shot, she felt it was not herself anymore. She told me on the telephone yesterday. Okay, I told them not to take the vaccine. Don't take the vaccine. Don't take the vaccine. Don't take it. But a lot of them have taken it. Okay? A lot of them have taken it. It's just so sad. So sad. As a dream, when one walketh, so, O Lord, when thou awakest, thou shalt despise their image. In the image of God, God made them. In his image, he made them, the Bible says. Look how what they have become before God. He despised their image when they're vaccinated. He despised their image. That's verse 73:20. He despised their image. My brothers and sisters, they have become a despise. He made them in his image. Making them in his image, he loved them. He loved them. This is my beloved son, he said, in whom am I pleased? He loved Jesus. He made us in his image. In him, the Bible says, we are beloved. Are you listening? In him, we are beloved. So when God sees men, he loves us in the image of Jesus, that we are made, especially when we're serving him. But when people take this by sin, so he despises their image. They're despised before Father. And believe me, I seen his face displeased from what they're doing. He told me that when they would take this by sin, they will not be part of his kingdom. But the Lord, we have a high priest before God, the Bible says, who intercedes for us day and night. Okay? Praise the Lord. According to this sister, what God told her, I'm going to play the audio. Got to play this audio. A dream that she had, the mark of the beast inside the tent. Listen to this. I'll be back quickly after this.
Hello, my beloved brothers and my sisters in Christ. So I'm coming to you once again. This is your sister in Christ, Candy. And I was actually not going to make this video yet. I did receive a dream from God and last night. I definitely know that it came from God because I was awoken around 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning by the Holy Spirit. And he gave me a warning that this dream was definitely coming from him. And I was kind of tossing and turning throughout the night afterwards. However, because I didn't understand the dream, I was going to meditate on it, pray about it, gather some scriptures, right? Because again, I didn't understand the meaning of this dream. So as I share this dream, I'm going to pray that God speaks through me. And I'm sorry, you guys, for the noise in the background. I am in my house. So, Heavenly Father, I come before your mighty throne of grace, Lord, in Jesus' mighty and holy name. God, Lord, I thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives. I thank you, God, for everything that you're going to continue to do through us. I thank you, God, for the dream that you gave me last night. And I just pray, God, that it may be you who speaks through me and not I, God. Thank you, Lord. Soften hearts to receive this message. In Jesus' name, amen. So, like I said, I was not going to share this dream, but as I was looking on YouTube to see if anybody else had a dream similar to mine, I did find one other sister in Christ speak about the same dream that I had. And so I'm going to post her video on the description box, okay? So basically, the dream started out, and do note, guys, that I am a firm pre-rapture, firm believer that Jesus is coming very soon. Amen. So basically, in my dream, it started out with both my husband and I and my six-year-old daughter, Emma. We were inside of this tent. I don't know where my 12-year-old daughter, Talia, I don't know where my 9-year-old son, Christopher Nathan, or where my 21-year-old stepson, Kane, were. I don't know if they were in another tent. But I know that my husband and I and my six-year-old daughter were inside one tent together. It fit about 3 people, this tent. Inside of the tent, both my husband and I were speaking, but I could see more than just the tent. I could see about 50 other tents, maybe more than that. I also saw a guard that was sitting there and looking at all these tents, being watchful or, you know, vigilant of all the people in the tent. Now, inside of the tent, both my husband and I were very aware that it wasn't safe to be inside of these tents. And immediately I knew that being in those tents, they were going to try to implement the mark of the beast on our hands. That was what was revealed to me in the dream. In the dream, what was revealed to me was that we need to get out of these tents because they're about to put the mark of the beast or try to implement this mark of the beast on us. So my husband and I inside of the tent were talking and trying to get out of the tent. We were very worried about a flashlight. I'm not sure why. But in the dream, we were like, we need to get a flashlight. We need to get out of here. We need to go to a higher ground. I have to pray about where we were trying to go, but we knew exactly where to go after that. I'm not sure if it was the mountains. I'm not sure if it was a cave. I'm not sure. But in the dream, both my husband and I we're talking about we need to get out of here. It's not safe to be here. They're going to try to put this mark of the beast on us. And we need to get a flashlight to get out of here, okay? And so soon afterwards, I woke up. And after I woke up, at first, I didn't think anything of it until the Holy Spirit just got poured upon me. And immediately, God awoke in me to, Candy, this is not a normal dream. This is me trying to warn you something, okay? So with that said, I have to share this dream with you guys. I'm pretty sure this is what's coming. Tents. They're going to try to put us in tents, you guys. So tents are not safe. They are not safe. They're going to try to put the mark of the beast. This woman of God was sharing that they're going to try to, it's not good, guys. Don't get in these tents. So this was probably a warning from God. This was definitely, I should say, a warning from God for his people not to get inside of these tents. So I'm not sure why, from the woman's dream, she said that they're already setting up these tents for COVID-19 relief or whatever it is. So do not go, whatever you do, you guys, don't go to these tents, okay? Don't go to these concentration camps, okay? This is a warning from God, okay? But please, you guys, take my dream to God for confirmation that it is from him. Don't just believe me, Candy, don't just believe any prophet or any prophetess, but whatever they're speaking, please, give it to God, and God will confirm to you if this dream is from him. So that was my dream, you guys, and after watching her video, I felt immediately that I needed to warn you guys what I was shown in my dream. So Jesus is coming soon, you guys, but please, I warn you, don't get inside of these tents, okay? May God bless each and every one of you. Your sister in Christ, Candy.
Oh, here's the thing, that a lot of people have no choice to end up in those tents, in the FEMA camps. So a lot of, she's saying for people not to go there, it's not going to be their choice. The Lord showed me in the years to come, great persecution coming upon the earth. The coronavirus vaccine being made mandatory. And when they made it mandatory on the U.S. soil, they also made it as they made the vaccine. When Moderna, Pfizer, and then went to Donald Trump about the vaccine, they made it that they cannot be sued by anyone. So would there be the new law on the land. When they approve this law through the court, so from the highest places, okay, the court is not going to go against the government, my brother and sister. So what the Lord showed me was this week is that the vaccine will be mandatory in the United States very soon. And when I say very soon, it's very, very soon. We don't have years to plan anything practically. Our time is very short. What Jesus showed me this morning out of his throne, when I said, Lord, are you coming? And he says, of course I am coming. He says to me, because I'm begging the Lord. I have children. I have three children. My wife and I and my children. They're still little. For me to be running around with my children, it's just almost impossible. Okay? A lot of people are single. A lot of people, the children are grown up. It's easy for them to move to one place to another. When you have children, it's just not that easy. It's not the same. So I'm begging the Lord to come. I said, Lord, come. And he showed me himself on his throne. He showed me the Bible pages display. And as he said in Matthew 24, that, hallelujah, he says in Matthew 24 that when the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the world for a witness unto all the nations, then shall the end come. So this is the end. Okay? Because the gospel, according to the Lord, has been preached. According to God, he knows everything and knows all, has been preached. And he said that when it will be preached, he will come. And he says to me, he is coming. And I saw him coming over the page, walking over there and coming this way. And I'm excited for this. Believe it or not, I am saddened that so many people have been vaccinated. My brother insisted. All my brother has been vaccinated. One of my sisters out of the two has been vaccinated. One, I'm not sure. But my family are taking the vaccine. And the dangers of taking the vaccine, I'm reading it to you, in Psalm, my brother and sister, 73, hallelujah. In verse 20, in verse 19 said that they will be consumed by the terror. The demon that are taking over their life are terrible demons. And in verse 27, the dream, David said that thou shalt despise their image. God made them in his image. God loved man. In the image of God, he was made. Now he despised them for taking the vaccine. Verse 21, thus my heart was grieved. I was sprinkled in my rain. He was like, wow. This is David. But listen to this, verse 22. So foolish was I and ignorant. I was a beast before thee. Oh, this is the verse that I was showing to my wife, saying to my wife and my son, look at the beast right here, reveal of those that are being vaccinated. Verse 22. Am I making this up? Read it in your King James Bible, verse 22. Psalm 73, verse 22. He says that they become a beast. A beast. King Nebuchadnezzar will turn into a beast because of his pride. Because of the pride, I told these people about the pride of this nation and the world. They are being turned into beasts through the vaccine. Beast is the word. Same beast that King Nebuchadnezzar will turn, they are turning into beasts through the vaccine. My brother and sister, I said years ago, when God showed me over 80% of the population turning into beasts, right in the beginning of the Great Tribulation, I said, I don't know yet, I said years ago, about 5 years or more, and the Lord said, well, I don't know yet. It was over five years ago. I said, I don't know yet what's going to turn people into werewolf and beasts. I don't know yet because I was still waiting for the revelation. Then that was, I believe, in 2014, 2015. Then in 2017, God began to reveal to me about this judgment, this plague coming, this destruction coming, okay? And reminding me of what I heard in the 90s about this by seeing that they were going to come out with, that the Lord revealed to this person in 88, 87, 88, 89 also, a brother and a sister here in the United States, that they, in their last day, they will come out, there will be a plague. And they will come up with the vaccine for the plague. But the plague will not be the one. Okay? It will not be as so bad as the vaccine they have prepared to turn people into beasts. In the dream, this brother saw in 1989, so most of the population in America turning into beasts. He says, not far off after they took the vaccine, the Great Tribulation began, and he saw people turning into beasts in the United States and around the world. He thought it was just in the United States, but then he saw the brighter view that it was around the world. He says that people in the United States and the world, the government will make this vaccine available for everybody. They will pay for the vaccine. In 1987, 89, 80, and 88, nobody thought of the government paying for a vaccine like this for the entire world, because the vaccine will cost billions of dollars, but the government don't care to pay for them. Back then, he said, because my brother and sister, the key word for depopulation, that same word that came out of Barack Obama, depopulation, okay, in 1988. This brother, sister received it in 1987, 88, and he received it in 1989. The same vision, the same revelation they both received here in the United States. That yes, there will be a plague, some kind of plague, some kind of virus, is one of them describing, virus. But the virus was not going to be the evil of the agenda. It was the vaccine. seen that they already had ready, that in the 80 or before, they have worked to have this vaccine ready, okay? And they will put it out with lies, okay? They will put out the vaccine with lies, okay, my brother and sister, lies. I'm not sure, but I believe one of them saw even one, my brother and sister, of the company that were put out the vaccine back in the 80s when this company was not sold. And I believe the one that he mentioned was Moderna. Imagine seeing that in a dream plane, clear, that this Moderna vaccine was going to turn people into beasts, my brother insisted. But none of the other one was any different, neither. They were all the same because they was part of the same plan as they saw in the 80s. My brother and sister, the word of God never gets old. So verse 22 says, so foolish was I, out of foolishness, they are taking this by sin. So foolish was I in ignorance, my brothers and sisters. The Bible says that my people perish for lack of knowledge. Okay? So foolish was I, my brothers and sisters. This is the era of AI, iPhone. So foolish was I in ignorance. And we know that the word ignorant is lack of knowledge, lack of understanding, lack of seeking the Lord, lack of trusting the Lord, lack of seeking God, lack of committing yourself to God. Okay? So foolish was I in ignorance. What's the consequence? I was a beast before thee, he's telling God. Beast. There's nothing hidden that will not come out to light. Everything in this life and the life to come is in his word, Jesus says to me. You can read it right there. All we need to do is ask him for understanding and knowledge, my brother and sister. These people are the beasts that are taking the vaccine. There's no going back after they take it, unless they take that other medication that the Lord talked to me about and truly repent. That's even in the word too. My brother and sister, it is the only way out. Only way out. My brother and sister. Nevertheless, I continually with thee. Thou hast helped me by thy right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory, my brother and sister. If they truly repent, take that medication, truly repent, they have a chance of being saved, is what the Lord Jesus told me. And I gave him people the word. Okay? Although the person took the vaccine, if they take this other medication and truly repent, the Lord can. Thou hast helped me by thy right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel afterward and receive me to glory. The only way to be saved. The only way to be saved. Whom have I in heaven but thee? My brother and sister, the right hand is Jesus, the right hand of the Father. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. All the New Testament tell you that Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father. David said, the only one I have is you. He is the Lamb that taketh the sin of the world, my brother and sister. Here, in the Old Testament, God had a Lamb be sacrificed for the sin of the people. And with that sacrifice, God, pointing to the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, forgave the sin of the people and made Israel the more powerful nation on the earth. As God forgave them to Christ, he empowered them to overcome every other nation. He made them powerful, more powerful than other nations, through the sacrifice of an animal, through the blood of an animal. How much more through the blood of his son, who speaketh better than the blood of Abel, my brother and sister. Speaketh better than the blood of Abel, whom Cain slew. My brother and sister, the foundation of everyone that will come since Abel, hallelujah, killed his brother, hallelujah. My brother and sister, Cain killed his brother Abel. The foundation that was established there, that this is the plan of the evil fallen one afterward. Cain being of the evil one, the Bible says. My brother and sister, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So it's very important, very, very important for people, for us to continue to seek the Lord. And in the moment he show us that medication, that other vaccine or whatever it is that is available for people, we need to point people, but they will truly have to repent. You know how it's not easy right now to tell someone, well, you can take the solution for that, because they're not going to listen because they think they're protected. Okay? My brother and sister, it's sad. It is so sad to say it. Okay? Whom I have in heaven but thee, and there's none upon the earth that desire beside thee. Okay? They have to desire, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So the Lord showed me that they're going to approve in this nation and surely around the world the mandatory vaccine, mandatory vaccination. And they're going to persecute people, as he has shown me before. I saw the State Police chasing Christians in the highway because they were unvaccinated. And these people were running from the police like a bank robber for their lives because they didn't want to be vaccinated. Once the law is in place, the great persecution, and they are planning this behind door. They're not telling you, and I'm for God sees all. God knows all. I'm telling you this so you won't be surprised if it comes out next month or in the beginning of next year or the end of this year. Don't be surprised. Be ready and be prepared. To those that are now vaccinated, the Lord, show me. Great persecution is coming for after us. But God has a protection for us. Okay? I saw three places in North Carolina and the other places in other states are refuge for those that have not been vaccinated. Places where they will not be able to find. God will have us go there temporarily. Don't know for how long. Because there is a great transformation for the bride, great change that's going to be taking place also, where he is going to make us more powerful than Israel in the time of Israel after God, hallelujah, have one of them kill over 12. In other words, stronger than 12. The bride will be stronger than most. There will be no weapon formed that will come against us, that will prosper, that will be able to withstand us when God changes and transforms us. No missile, no weapon, and no laser will be able to harm us in any way possible, because our body will be glorified body. That's free Bible. Jesus showed me a few weeks ago the transformation of the bride. I said, brothers and sisters, of the word of the Lord, being changed and being transformed, where they cannot be touched by this earthly government or army or weapons or anything. My brother and sister, this is the Lord Almighty agenda. And no one can stop him from doing what he planned. It's in his word. And all you have to say, Lord, show me. Pray and fast and seek, and the Lord will show you on his word. The last rain is one of his last promise for the bride. My brother and sister, we don't need to fear, and we don't need to be afraid. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Okay? So this is why David said it the way he said it. Praise the Lord. I'm going to read this Revelation 3 from the Messianic Bible, my brother and sister, from the Jewish Bible, Messianic. It says in Revelation 3, to the angel of the Messianic community in Sardis, right? Here is the message from the one who had the sevenfold Spirit of God, the seventh star. I know what you're doing. You have a reputation of being alive, but in fact, you are dead. God in the last day is talking about the fact of where people are. If they are with Christ, they're not vaccinated. If they're not standing with him, they are vaccinated. The by seeing is the division of the last day. The great testing that he talked about, that he will put all humanity through. All humanity, according to Revelation 3, let me see, I believe it's verse 14, are being put through this testing. Listen to this, verse 10. Because you did obey my message about persevering, I will keep you from the time of trial coming upon the whole world to put the people living on the earth to the test. That's what this coronavirus thing is. Virus by sinners, to put the whole world through the test. Simple, it's a simple test that many are falling into for not trusting the Lord, for not committing. My brother says, another verse says, for their backsliding. The backsliding is what they're falling. The reason why they're taking it by sin is because they've been backsliding, not being firm with the Lord. Okay? And so in this testing, how do you test gold? Through fire. We're more precious than gold. Our faith is more precious than gold. We're being tested through the fire. Okay? Some are melting and are taken by sin. Some are coming more shining through this process. My brother and sister, this is when we know who we are in the Lord. My brother and sister, this is when we really know who we are. Okay? So people are being turned into beasts with the by sin. That's the fact of this matter. Okay? So you have a reputation of being alive, but in fact you are dead. Wake up. Threaten that what remained before is thy truth. Okay? For I have found that you are doing an incomplete inside of my God. What you're doing inside of my God is incomplete. So remember what you received and heard and obey it and turn from your sin. Notice that this is what having people going and taking them by sin. Because they keep sinning, and there's no repentance. And when the Lord sent me here to talk about repentance in 2012, people started contacting me, what kind of message is that? How can you be all your life repenting? And I said to the people, do you sin every day? Well, of course. So why repenting is so bad? Why is repenting so wrong? Is we sin every day. We sin through our action. We sin through our walking. We sin through our speech, through our eyes, but the things we see that we're not supposed to see, the things we hear that we're not supposed to hear. Don't you hear about word at work? My brother and sister, don't you hear the final word at work all the time? The final end time word at work? The evil word, final end? They're repeated it all the time at work, the final destruction word. My brother and sister, why is so much evil going on to make you sin? Sin comes in, you hear, you sin. Contamination. My brother and sister, that's what that is. For if you don't wake up, I will come like a thief, and you don't know at what moment would I come on you. Okay? He's coming like a thief in the night. That's what the rapture, the patcher of the bride is. Jesus coming in the middle of this night. This is the night where you and I in, where the gospel has been preached already. Before you go to bed, why do you go to bed? To rest. When do you go to bed? When you're tired. When the day is over and the night begins. My brother and sister, there is a mistake in regard to sleeping. The doctor tells you that you need to sleep 8 hours. When did Jesus sleep 8 hours? When it was registered that he slept all night long? None. None. There's no registration of him sleeping all night long. Why? Because you're only supposed to sleep when you're tired. And most of the time, if you're the Lord, hallelujah, the Lord wants us to rest, not sleep so much. The other night, I was like, oh, I gotta go to bed. I gotta go to sleep. And when I went to sleep, I heard the Lord saying, you sleep too much. And then I understood what he was saying, my brother and sister. Because most of the time, or a lot of the time, we think we need to get, if I didn't sleep last night, well, I got to get my 8 hours, we think. If I didn't sleep two nights ago, I got to get my 8 hours, we say. And so I was thinking, because I didn't sleep for 3 days almost, that I needed to get my 8 hours. And the Lord was like, no. You rest when you need rest. That's what the Lord did. When he needed rest, he slept. And it could have been at any time when he had the time. But most of the Bible says he prayed all night long. He would stay in prayer all night long. So how is that? He prayed all night long. Remember Hector de la Cruz, who's in heaven. Great preacher of God. My brother, who got this, say, thousands all over the world. Hundreds of thousands, maybe millions all over the world. He said every time he finished a service, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, when he went to his hotel, doesn't matter the country, he went to pray. He went to pray. The next day, there were people picking him up to go preach in another church at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. After he came out of prayer at 12, he was taking a shower to receive the brother to go. And if he was really tired, he will maybe catch some sleep in the car, rest in the car. That was it. But he never planned to go to sleep because Jesus never planned to go to sleep. And he taught his disciple. My brother and sister, when he said, Peter, John, can you not even pray with me 1 hour? Because they were catching on sleep. The Lord was on prayer. My brother and sister, these doctors that say you need to sleep 8 hours, their knowledge is carnal. It's demonic. It's not heavenly. Look it up. That's what it says in the book of James. So the knowledge that they're giving people that you need to catch 8 hours every night of sleep is demonic. The foundation is demonic. Earthly. Diabolical. My brothers and sisters, how is God blessing us? In no way possible it is. So why are we following that demonic teaching? Because our foundation needs to be the Bible, the Word. David said that he was ignorant. We cannot be ignorant when he's giving us his Word. We need to search his Word, search the truth in his Bible, and pray for the Lord to give us wisdom and understanding. So the Lord gave me wisdom and God, no. Don't look forward to sleep. Look forward to pray and spend time with God. Because when you need the rest, he gives it to us. When I need the rest, he gives it to us. So why plan to sleep? Better to plan to pray like the Lord did. He's a great example. You want to follow an example? Follow the example of Jesus. Then Paul followed the same. That's why God used him so mightily. Because he never looked forward to sleep. He looked forward to pray. Even in jail, when he was in jail, he said he constantly prayed for them in his letter. I constantly pray for you. I pray for you all the time, he said. My brother and sister, what all the time? Whatever time you have available, instead of sleeping, he spent his praying, interceding, my brother and sister. We got it wrong in the last day. Yeah, the enemy wants to put out those words. You got to get 8 hours of sleep. And his benefit, because as long as you're sleeping, he's doing evil against you and your family. My brother and sister, oh, Lord, give us some wisdom. Give us some wisdom, Lord. So I come like a thief, the Lord says, and you don't know at what moment would I come on you. Nevertheless, you do have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their clothing, and they will walk with me clothed and white because they are worthy. He who wins the victory will be like them, be dressed in white clothing and I will not blot his name out of the book of life. What, first of all, what's the book of life? That's the record where our names is. If we read this in Hebrew, the book of life comes first, from right to left. Okay, what's the white clothing? That's our spiritual clothing, that when we repent and the blood of Jesus cleanses us, when we are repenting of our sins, where cleanses us from all unrighteous, from all sinful darkness thing, because sin is dark. Darkness coming on our clothing. When you sin, darkness comes on your clothing and your garment. So when you repent, the blood of Jesus cleanses you, and it's white, pure, my brother and sisters. In order for our name, Jesus said, to remain in the book of the Lamb, in the book of life, our clothing must be white. What does that mean? We must be repenting daily. That's what that means, my brother and sister. There's no other way. I'm in Revelation 3, 5. He who wins the victory will be like them. It was talking about the white clothing. Be dressed with white clothing, he says. Be. Okay, be, that be is in the now. Be, now. That's a translation for be, now. My brother and sister, be now with white clothing, and I will not bless his name out of the book of life. You got to keep your clothing white. You keep your name in the book of life. What did the sister saw when people took the body seen? She saw people's name being removed, the Lord says, from the book of life. Why? Because they're pouring on their clothing a dark stain, permanent stain, my brother and sister. And that's another thing. That is another thing, because that's a decision they're making. In fact, I will acknowledge him individually before my Father. That's what salvation individually. Before my Father, before his angels, whose ears let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the Messianic community, to the church in the King James. My brother and sister, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Look what he's saying to us, church, Messianic community. Look what he's saying to us, sons and daughters of God, that this is the way, my brother and sister. So what I saw was persecution, hallelujah, coming. This famine that is coming upon the earth is going to affect the earth. Nations are going to go into chaos in the famine to come in 22. My brother and sister, this was to me like a clear confirmation of what I've been saying on the Lord's hour. The Lord wanted to show me. There's going to be so much chaos from 22 to 27. My brother and sister, I don't want to be around. Believe me, when I saw it, what a mess is coming up on the earth. What a mess. What a mess. What a mess. What a mess is coming. My brother, it was displayed naked right in front of me. As I'm standing there looking all the way, I'm seeing this mess up on the earth, not just this nation, but it's like looking at the world. Looking at what's coming to the world in these years, okay, we don't want to be around. Having the Lord tell me this morning, of course I'm coming for you. That gave me excited. The gospel now, Jesus saying or revealing to us, because that's the first thing he showed me before his throne. As all the pages were right before his throne, he began to work all of them, letting me know that the gospel will be preached unto all the world. It has been preached unto all the world. What does it say next? What does it say next after the gospel preached unto all the world? Then shall the end come. The end is Jesus. Then shall Jesus come. He himself is saying that he will come. He will come after the gospel be preached. That's the promise of Jesus to us. And the Lord, what did the Lord say? He doesn't lie. He's not a man that he will lie, nor the son of man he will repent. He made us a promise. I will come. He will come because he told us he would. Himself, he is. See, God cannot swear by anybody else because he's the greater. Not, no one is greater than him, my brother and sister. And yes, local people are being disturbed by the rising. The real Christians, the real church, hallelujah. Because Matthew 25 says about the parable of the virgins. And it teaches us that they were half of them foolish. And the example of that, my brother and sister, but 4.6 billion, according to Bloomberg, have received the first vaccine already. My brother and sister, out of 7 billion people, 4.6 already received the first vaccine. That means that from here to December, you may have close to 6 billion. You only have maybe 1.5 billion from here to December who have not been vaccinated. They're going after them. My brother and sister, like the fire in California is going around quickly, so are the government going around for those people that have not been vaccinated. My brother and sister, all the money for the vaccines are available to get the 7 billion people on the earth vaccinated. But no, my brother and sister, our trust is in the Lord. Forget about the vaccine. Our trust is in the Lord. We're still being tested. I tell you that right now. We're still being tested. But we need to hold firm. We need to hold firm, my brother and sister. This is very, very important. Thank you, Jesus, that we stay firm. Verse 7, unto the angel of the Messianic community in Philadelphia. Right, here is the message of the HaKadosh, the true one, the one who had the key of David, who if he opens something, no one can shut it, and if he closes something, no one can open it. I know what you are doing. Look, I have put in front of you an open door. No one can shut it. I know you have but a little power, yet you have obeyed my message and have now disowned me. Here I will give you some from the synagogue of the adversary who can call themselves Jew but aren't. On the contrary, they are lying. Lying. Once the foundation comes from the devil of lying, the system of lies, the system of the vaccine is a system of lies. My brother and sister, if they trust in the system, they're trusting in lies. Because that is the system of Satan, this system of the vaccine. My brother and sister, this is what people fail to discern. See, I will cause them to come and prostrate themselves at your feet. They will know that I love you because they obey my message about persevering. I will keep you from the trial that come upon the whole world to put the people that are living on the earth to the test. I am coming. Hold on to what you have so no one will take away your crown. What you have. So far, what God has given us, my brother and sister, will keep us in, hallelujah, with a crown waiting for each and one of us. There is a crown of life promised to them that love us. But my much more crown, we study the crown, there is also a crown of glory. There's so many crowns the Lord has waiting for us in heaven. A few months ago, I brought a teaching about the crown. My brother and sister, it is so awesome. He has so many crowns for us. But we must hold on to what we have from him. Okay? You have to hold on. You have to hold on. The great testing is when he comes, if his spirit, the Holy Spirit, is in you, when Jesus comes, okay? Here's the thing. People that are being vaccinated are losing it. They are losing, my brother and sister, his presence. I've spoken with a believer, okay? And he had the spirit. When he took the vaccine, he lost his spirit. My brother and sister. And cry out. My brother and sister. And it's after the Lord after that. And I don't say to them, the Lord have forsaken you. You know, I don't tell them you're going to end up in hell. I tell them the truth from the word of God, what God says in his word, and it's for them to make the decision. They have made the most dangerous decision of their life when they took the vaccine, my brother and sister. Because how many of them have said they lost the presence, they lost the spirit of God in their life? Many. On Facebook, they have said it. I had people had testing me, word of people saying, There's a pastor in Texas where his whole elven congregation that said that they lost the spirit when they got vaccinated. And the sister said, Pastor, the presence of God was in this church before you got vaccinated. And he says to them, Dear sister, we have lost the spirit when we got vaccinated. We have made a great mistake. I didn't think this vaccine was bad, but now I know we have made a great mistake. The pastor has confessed to the sister, my brother and sister. When pastors and leaders are confessing the great mistake of taking the vaccine, losing the presence of God in their life, my brother and sister, they are saying it and they are confessing that they've lost the presence of God. Is taking the vaccine worth it for you to lose God out of your life, to lose the Holy Spirit out of your life? Is that worth it? If you think that's worth it, no, it's not. Because the Holy Spirit was given to us. The Bible said, unto the day of redemption, the day of salvation, the day of the rapture. Years ago when I asked Jesus, Lord, how do I know that when you come, I will be going home with you? And Jesus says to me very clear, my son, if my Holy Spirit is in you when I come, you will go home with me. That is the question in the last day. Is the Holy Spirit still with you? Or you took the vaccine and you lost him? If you took the vaccine, it's no more clear than that that you lost him. Then you have to look forward to the great tribulation if it is. That's the only thing you'll be looking forward to unless you take that medication that can remove the effect of the vaccine. And then the Lord can save your soul. You may lose your body, but the Lord can save your soul. But you truly will have to repent. You do not, my dear brother and sister, want to lose the Holy Spirit for a vaccine that doesn't guarantee you anything. The only one that can guarantee you everything is the seal, is the Holy Spirit in your life, is God in your life. Why? My brother and sister, this morning when I saw Jesus, I was very happy. Look at my king there with his crown on his head, beautifully in his throne sitting. He began to walk over the word, the pages of the word. And he says, of course I am coming. And I saw a King of Kings and a Lord of Lords coming our way. My brother and sister, he is coming for us. Okay? The rapture is at hand. It's closer than ever. Closer. I have to cry out to the Lord, asking him if he's coming, my brother and sister. We are desperate for his coming. Desperate. Every day, every hour, we are desperate for the coming of Jesus. These days are dark in us, his word says. They're very dark, my brother and sister. Jesus said, I will make him who wins the victory a pillar in the temple of my God. He will never leave it. Also, I will write on him the name of my God and the name of my God, city, the Nijerushalayim, coming down from heaven for my God in my own new name. Who's half an ear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the Messianic community, the church. What is saying to the church, my brother and sister. We are on the last day. Glory ones, repenting. My brother and sister, more than anything. Hallelujah. When the Lord said that when his blessing will come upon his people in Mark 10:30, okay, before the blessing will come, the promise of the end time will come, there will be persecution. Mark 10:30. But he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, house and brethren and sister and mother and brother in the land, with persecution in the world to come, eternal life. Here is part of his promise on the last day, my brother and sister. His promise will not come to us, Liz. First come persecution, church. How many of you are asking God for to save your family, to save this, to save that? His word said persecution come first, in case you were wondering. Acts 8:1. And Saul was considering unto his death. At the time, there was a great persecution against the church, which was in Jerusalem. And they were all scattered abroad through the region of Judea, Samaria, except the apostle. a sect of the apostles. They were spread throughout all these regions because of the gospel. But great persecution is what got them to move, my brother and sister. Great persecution. Acts 11:19. Now those who have been scattered above upon the persecution that arose on the account of Stephen travel as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, Antioch, preaching the word to none but unto the Jew only, because they thought at this time that the gospel, because Jesus said salvation came from the Jew or came to the Jew. So they will focus on that message, but the salvation was for everyone who will believe in his name, my brothers and sisters. And by grace, they will be saved. Acts 13:50, but the Jews stirred up the devout and honorable women and the chief men of the city and raised persecution against Paul, Barnabas, and spelled them out of their borders. My brother and sister, the more the gospel was being preached, the more persecution came. As you believe, persecution comes, but also comes the victory of his promise. My brother and sister. Romans 8:35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Many that have taken the vaccine out are standing on this promise. Can famine keep us away? Sure, the coronavirus cannot keep you away. Maybe as a Christian, you got the coronavirus. But don't get the vaccine. Stay away from the vaccine. We heard Brother Michael on Sunday say he got the virus. Let's keep him in prayer, mother and sister. By the Lord's stripe, by Jesus' stripe, he is healed. We send that word over California with his life in Jesus' name. By the stripe of Jesus, he is healed. Okay? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, shall distress, shall persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or sores? My brothers and sisters, none of that. Okay? Amen. Lord, we send the word of our brother Strata by your stripes, by your wound. He is healed. We bind the sickness and the disease to go out of his body in Jesus' name. By the stripe and wound of Jesus, you are healed. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. 2 Corinthians 12:10. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmity and reproach and privation and persecution and distress for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Sometimes we look weakness and say, oh, man, I'm so weak, I'm so sick, I'm so dead. Lord, rebuke that. But when you are like this, then you are strong because your hope is in the Lord. That's why we got to look up to Jesus. You feel sick, you feel weak, look to Jesus. In other words, son, you feel strong. Although your body is sick, you feel strong. The Lord is our strength. Remember that. Thou art my strength, David says. Thou art my strength. Make the Lord your strength. Praise you. By his wound, by his stripe, we are healed. My brother and sister, we got to claim that. And claim it as much as we need to. And forever that word remain faithful. Because he's faithful. That's his word. Can I return back? Boy. My brother and sister. Praise you, Jesus. Very important. We claim his promises. No matter what we see, no matter what we hear, we claim his promise. Galatians 5:11, I am brethren, if you preach circumcision, when do I yet suffer persecution, then the offense of the cross ceases. That is so true. My brother and sister, Galatians 6:12. As many desire to make the fair showing in the flesh, they are constrained to you to be circumcised, unless they shall suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. See, when people are lean on religion, they don't want to suffer persecution. We lean on Christ and on the cross of what he did on the cross. So he says, unless they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. Where did Jesus suffer? On the cross. That's his suffering. My brother and sister, but that's what gives us the victory. The cross is what you can use against the enemy any day, any time. And when the enemy is coming against you, you say to the enemy, Jesus defeated you at the cross. The cross is my victory because the Lord is my victory. And the enemy backs away. That's what they were defeated, all principality, all power. He showed them defeated at the cross. They don't want you to remember the cross. Why do you think the cross are being removed from the Supreme Court and so many other places? Because they reminded the demon of their defeat. And so in order for them to come into the court and come into those places and attack people at any hour, at any time, they need the cross to be removed. They cannot have that memory there of the day they were defeated. Because when they remember, it's a great headache. They have to walk away. They were defeated at the cross. So they have to get the cross from away from government if they want to be in government, away from the court if they want to change the law in court. They want to change the law. So far, the Constitution, which was made according to the Bible, if they want to change the Constitution, they got to get the cross out of the court. If they want to implement law, like the law, the mandatory law for people to be vaccinated, they got to get the cross out of the court. And then they can get homosexual judges into the court who will do their biddings. It's the only way, homosexual lawyers in the court that will do their biddings. My brother and sister, that's the way the devil works. It never gets off for him. 2 Thessalonians 1:4, so that we are still glorying you, the churches of God, for your patience and faith in all persecution and tribulation that ye endure. Him that endures to the end shall be saved, the Bible says. This is what it's about, brothers and sisters, us enduring. No matter what you go through every day, the suffering and the pain and so much, hallelujah, you're doing it for the Lord. And the Lord will reward you. Your suffering right now, the offense that you're taking for the Lord, you are going to be rewarded. None of those offenses that people are doing against you, even your own family, you're going to be rewarded for those offenses. Your neighbors, whatever your neighbor is doing against you, you will be rewarded if you endure these things. You need to understand, is your husband persecuting you, your mother, your wife, your brother, your sister? Endure to the end because you'll get a reward. They will get their reward. But that's why we pray for the soul to be saved. Because it's not going to go well for them in the Great Tribulation. It's not going to go well. My brother and sister, the evil that's going to be released, they have no idea. No idea. My brother and sister, no idea. Going into the Great Tribulation, vaccinated, where those demons are going to be released, and they're going to change into animal beasts. David said that he was a beast before the Lord. That's a revelation of how they're going to turn before the Lord. God turned King Nebuchadnezzar into a beast, and 7 seasons passed over him. 7 years, Great Tribulation passed over him. Complete 7 years. At the end of the 7 years, when God in his mercy turned him back again, a lot of people said, Brother Elby, is God going to turn those people that he's going to turn into beasts like he did with King Nebuchadnezzar back? He could. Some of them, not all of them. A lot of them, I saw them in the Great Tribulation. They were being slaughtered. They were being shot at, beheaded, wounded, and so much more. My brother and sister, could you imagine that? I saw them being beheaded, being killed so much. I was defending myself from them when the Lord took me. And I killed some of them. Took a stick, put it through the head, the chest, the heart. I mean, I was among the people when these beasts were going around, biting people on the neck, on the shoulder, on their arms, leg. People screaming in panic and fear. What is this? They never thought it was possible. They only saw it on Hollywood movies. Now it's reality. Reality. It was not a Hollywood movie anymore. They were running for their lives. Yeah. Here's when people say, how come the church did not tell us about these things? Not because the church should have been seeking God to reveal these mysteries to them. God gave them dream and vision about it. Thousands of them. If one day anyone said anything against the Lord about all this, The Lord will have them before the throne. So let me show you how many times I show this to my people. Did a lot of the leaders in the church fail to teach this to the church? Yes. They failed, and God gave them the dream. What happened? They didn't believe in dreams. Some pastors don't believe in dreams. Some evangelists don't believe in vision. Is it biblical? Of course. I heard a minister say, if we don't believe in vision and dream, we are in trouble. Because God guided Abraham through dream and vision, and he guided Jacob through a dream of the ladder of the angel coming in and down, up and down, of his promise. So if we don't believe in dream and vision, we are in trouble. And that's exactly what the church has been for years, in trouble. Because God is speaking to them to dream and vision, and they're ignoring because they say, I don't believe. Or I just heard the Lord say yes to it. Because they say, I don't believe in dream and vision. They've been in trouble with God. Because he's been talking to you and you've been ignoring him and saying, this cannot be God. And it's God talking to his people. Oh, my brother, my sister. May God have mercy. May God have mercy. 2 Timothy 3:11, persecution, affliction, which came unto me in Antioch, says Paul, in Iconium, at Lystra. What persecution I endure, but out of them all, the Lord delivered me. There you go. Out of all persecution, the church, thank you, amen, Lord. Lord said, yes, he's going to deliver us, them all. I say, think about what the Lord showed me for the years to come. Great persecution against the church. I saw people running. The Lord, I saw the Lord sheltering his people. And he was standing at this place where people were going to him for guidance and protection. The Lord is coming down to protect his children for the things and for the years to come, for the days to come. Days to come. I don't think we're going to be around much down here. I don't think so. The Lord Jesus told me he's coming. But I can tell you this. Great persecution is coming in the United States and the world. Some people were putting video on Facebook the other day when in India, one of the peaceful country on the earth is India. I was telling my son. India, you never heard about India warring with any other nations. The only nation that India, the government of India, had out there the quarrel. That's the emergency because of the flood and raining here. We had two hurricanes coming through here. So we're getting all, hallelujah, my brother and sister, all kinds of warning. Now, India, the only quarrel they had was with Pakistan. And that's between government. But India has always been peaceful. Okay? And I believe China, in the last year, they've been having quarrel with China. But nonsense, not much, like other countries, other nations. They send the police to go out to the citizens to, they're showing video of them chasing them, I kind of think, yes, I heard, chasing people to vaccinate them by force. And there's a video showing this man running on the roof. They cut up to him in the roof, and you see them putting the vaccine on him. My brother and sister. One of my sons said, Dad, if what happened if they put the vaccine on you by force? I said, I hope we don't get there. We don't get to that level of persecution. Persecution is coming to America and the world. The Lord showed me very, very soon. They're going to change law. They're going to make the vaccine mandatory. Okay? If they put the vaccine on you by force, I believe there's something between the person and God. Okay? Because God showed me. The Lord showed me he will protect his own. He will deliver us. He delivered the apostle. Some of the apostles were killed. Yes, some of the disciples were killed. Or the people that believe, like Stephen, okay, you go to heaven. Simple. I told myself, you go to heaven. I told my children, do not let your teacher, your nurse in school, nobody put the vaccine on you because it's good for you or anything. you say no, even if they threaten you, if they tell you you're not going to be part of the school anymore, it's coming to the school of America and the world. Mandatory vaccination. Get your children ready. Tell your children about it. Don't wait until they hear it on the news or they hear it in school and say, oh, this is good for you, protect you from the coronavirus and the other things that are going around. No. Warn them, teach them. I'm teaching my own. Even in the separators, you hear what the sister said from the Lord. They're going to throw people in FEMA camps. People in FEMA camps and in jail. They're going to threaten you with jail, FEMA camps, and much more for you to be vaccinated. A lot of people, because of fear of the government and the army, are going to take the vaccine. That, I'll tell you right now, is no excuse before your Lord. No excuse. You have to be willing to die for the Lord. You have to be willing. I told my children, you want to see us in heaven again? You want to meet us with us in heaven again? You say no. Remember that if you say yes, you could spend your eternity in hell with the devil. Is that what you want? And say no. This is why, my children, you need to understand the consequence. Okay? You're 12 or 9 now. You're old enough to know and understand. I told my 9-year-old there was a king who began to rule the people in Israel at 9 years of age. He led the people under the fear of God and told them of the idolatry they had. At 9 years of age, you are already capable of leading a nation like the nation of Israel, millions of people. And he did in the fear of the Lord. No excuse. Don't make up excuse for your children. Tell them the truth how it is. They need to make the decision for the Lord. They need to say no to evil and yes to good. You need to give them the tools, biblical tools, for them to know, my brother and sister. Because if you're not there, if you get arrested, and what they're going to do is that they might throw the parents in jail or in different part of the FEMA camp and throw the children in the other part. And the reason is to convince your children to be vaccinated apart from you and convince you on the other side. Oh, you want to see your children again? Take the vaccine. Or you want to see your mommy again? You want to see your daddy again? Well, take the vaccine and then we'll bring you to your mommy, okay? You see? And they're going to play that game with people. It's coming. Jesus showed me this imminent to come. This it happens to the apostle. They will kill and they will beheaded. Church, we're not any different. Listen, pray, and seek the Lord. Cry out to Jesus for protection for you and your children. But this judgment, this persecution is upon us, my brother and sister. It may be weeks and months from now, days from now, before we begin to see this on television, and people will be stunned and say, how can they change the Constitution? They already have changed the Constitution when they approved the coronavirus vaccine. They changed it. They changed it already. They're going to put the final period on the changes what they're doing. And get people to be vaccinated. Get people to fall on what they want. My brother and sister. The devil don't want to rest until everyone is vaccinated. But we don't serve the devil. We serve Jesus. Jesus, Yeshua, the Son of God. You need to understand that this is a time to persevere, to endure to the end. And thou shalt be saved, the Bible says. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 3:12. Yea, all who will live godly life in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. The Bible doesn't say you're not going to suffer persecution, but you got a lot of church leaders telling you, oh, you're not. No, 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 this is not for the church. Oh, no, no, you're not going to suffer this. No. The Bible is clear. All who will live godly life in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. This is no way out. There's no other way. This is the way God has said it for each and one of us. Don't let people tell you, oh, no, no, the bride's going to be taken out of here any day now. You're not going to see this. You're not going to experience this. No. Bible says, but we shall suffer persecution. It's better to be ready for anything that comes, persecution. My brother and sister, if it comes, we're here. We're standing in the Lord in Christ. We'll keep praying. We'll keep repenting. We'll keep seeking the Lord. We'll say no to that coronavirus. I say no, no, no to the end. They can throw us in jail. They can throw us in the FEMA camps. They can say, well, these people, we got no choice but to put them in your guillotine or set them in the electrical chair or give them the deadly shot. You know, whatever they decide with people, which I saw one time, I remember, and I believe this was part of the Great Tribulation, they were shooting people. Had a multitude of people who were refusing to obey the government, and they began to shoot all those people. Shoot them with a machine gun, boom, 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 boom. So people hear U.S. people falling to the ground because of the machine guns. My brother and sister, although I believe it was in the Great Tribulation, but now it became making sense because I've been in the Great Tribulation and did not feel like it was. But to me, it was like, this has to be, because we cannot go there. Oh, well, we're almost there, my brother and sister. Persecution is here. The Lord's been talking to the church about persecution for years in America and around the world. And everybody wondering when. When, oh Lord? When, oh Lord? 40-year past, when, oh Lord? 60-year past, when, oh Lord? 80-year past, when, oh Lord? 100-year past, when, oh Lord? Well, it's almost here. This generation will pass and all these things come to pass. And so they see all these things come to pass. We are the last generation. My brother and sister, that will see the rapture departure. But first we'll experience persecution because the Lord has been talking about persecution for years. Years. That will come. Hallelujah. Psalm 9:10, and they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. This is the key. The key in this moment, in this time of persecution, my brother and sister, is to trust the Lord through it. Put a total trust in the Lord. Forget about their promise. No, forget. We need to remember the Lord's promise. Psalm 37:25, I've been young and now I am old. Ye have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor has he begging for bread. God's going to take care of us because there's a begging for bread when the economy falls. This 7-year famine, Israel and even the United States have over, the Jewish have a saying for famine, okay? In the times of Solomon, God made the people overlook the famine. In other words, they never experienced famine for 40 years. When a nation is committed to God and obedient to the Lord can make them not experience famine as long as they remain obedient to him. You will not experience a famine. You will have the abundance. Israel, in most of the time of David, did not experience famine. Israel, in all the 40 years of Solomon, did not experience famine. So imagine, you have David reigning for 40 years. You have Solomon reigning for 40 years. You have 80 years of prosperity. Israel was so prospered that not most of the temple was made of gold, but was all full of diamonds, stone, precious stone, and the people in their homes and their house had precious stone, gold and silver. Was like nothing to them. You can go there. If back then you can go into anyone's house in the times of Solomon and David, and people had gold and diamond laying on the bureau anywhere, like nothing, abundance of it. For 80 years, the famine, God made them over the famine. They did not. The rest of the nation in the world experienced famine, lack of food, lack of water, lack of everything. Not Israel. And that obedience of David and Solomon did not experience, my brother and sister, famine. Okay? And that's what the rabbi can refer back and say. If a nation is obedient to God, God will make them overcome the famine, and they'll never experience it. Well, the United States, in reality, have overcome famine for many years. As the nation was committed to God many years ago, they never experienced famine for, what, maybe 40, 50 years or more? If they see abundance in this nation. Now it comes the time as America turns away from God. My brothers and sisters, that they see another nation like Africa and many other nations experience famine. Seeing the cattle die. Seeing the field not produce anything. There's been countries who have experienced famine. I heard a testimony from a pastor from Argentina. He says, in most of the 70s and 80s, Argentina did not experience famine, my brother and sister. And he says that when the year in the 90s, before the year 2000, between 90 and 2000s, when the people of Argentina began to allow the sin of homosexual, lesbian sinning so much in Argentina, they began to experience their first famine, like in Africa and other parts of the world. My brothers, because of idolatry and sin, of idol worshiping, Argentina, he says, began to experience the first famine. And he says, the field where they used to plant the rice and the corn and all that, it came like the wind brought sand over their field. Imagine 2 or 3 feet of sand over your field where you used to plant rice and corn, this pastor said, my brother and sister, in his message. Imagine that he says, I am 40 plus years of age, and my parents and their land planted rice and corn. And that's how we became blessed, wealthy by God. We were all Christians in the house, in our community, in our city, in our town. We fear God. But when all these things came about and people allowed them, and there was not much rebuking of their sins, our young people and our people began corrupted, sinful, homosexual, and lesbian, and much more. And abortion began to be seen around us. And it looks like people were looking the other way and allowing these things to begin. Then he says, when we did like we used to for so many years now, 60 years or more, and our family land went to plant rice, there was so much sand to be removed that we could not plant the rice. We tried planting the rice by removing the sand. All of a sudden, another storm of sand came and dust and ruined everything. And our seed cannot grow. Same thing with the corn. Now we find out that we cannot grow our rice and corn. And most of our rice, Argentina rice, used to be sold to the United States. My brother and sister, now millions of pounds of rice they could not raise again, could not grow again, my brother and sister. They began to experience the biggest famine, drought, that we read in the Bible in the times of Joseph in Egypt, the biggest drought. But God saved Egypt through the wisdom of Joseph, my brother and sister. Because we did not repent, he said, we cannot escape. He says, we have to leave Argentina and go to other country, looking for food, looking to work in a land that I grew up since I was a baby, he says. This is the land where I was born. This is the land that I grew up. I have to leave now to other country. It's horrible when you have to leave your own land and even sell it for anything just so you can travel to other country for a dream. Because of our own making, our own sin, our own evil, my brother and sister. The United States have gone the same way of Argentina, my brother and sister. And this is why now we're here in certain states of the United States, not being able to grow rice as they used to, beans and corn as they used to. They're having problems. You hear farmers complaining now after so many years. I've been here over 32 years since I came from the island. And now I begin to hear in the last year the problem the farmers are having growing corn, rice, and these things. the lack of it, my brother and sister, the famine of the 2022 already in 21 and 20, it began to feel in the fields of America. It's not here yet. And farmers are already complaining, I'm not growing their crop, my brother and sister. They're really feeling what they felt in Argentina when they cannot grow anything for 7 years. 7 years. 7 years of famine is coming upon the world. Are we ready, my brother and sister? Are we ready for this great famine? The Lord has shown me these 7 years. They're not going to be pretty. But we need to hold on to the Lord and trust the Lord to be our provider, our God, to fast and pray like we have not done before. These are the years and days that are coming that we're going to have to commit, my brother and sister. Yes, I'm asking the Lord to please come. And he says, I am coming. Yes, we're waiting upon the Lord, my brother and sister. I don't tell you that we're going to be here for 7 years because I don't want to be here for 7 years of famine. It could be that the 7 years or 7 years of the great tribulation that this nation is facing, something big will begin to unfold quickly. I hope we're not around. For those that did not hear the sister earlier, I'm going to play her again. I'll be back. Listen.
Hello, my beloved brothers and my sisters in Christ. So I'm coming to you once again. This is your sister in Christ, Candy. And I was actually not going to make this video yet. I did receive a dream from God and last night. I definitely know that it came from God because I was awoken around 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning by the Holy Spirit. And he gave me a warning that this dream was definitely coming from him. And I was kind of tossing and turning throughout the night afterwards. However, because I didn't understand the dream, I was going to meditate on it, pray about it, gather some scriptures, right? Because again, I didn't understand the meaning of this dream. So as I share this dream, I'm going to pray that God speaks through me. And I'm sorry, you guys, for the noise in the background. I am in my house. So, Heavenly Father, I come before your mighty throne of grace, Lord, in Jesus' mighty and holy name. God, Lord, I thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives. I thank you, God, for everything that you're going to continue to do through us. I thank you, God, for the dream that you gave me last night. And I just pray, God, that it may be you who speaks through me and not I, God. Thank you, Lord. Soften hearts to receive this message. In Jesus' name, amen. So, like I said, I was not going to share this dream, but as I was looking on YouTube to see if anybody else had a dream similar to mine, I did find one other sister in Christ speak about the same dream that I had. And so I'm going to post her video on the description box, okay? So basically, the dream started out, and do note, guys, that I am a firm pre-rat, firm believer that Jesus is coming very soon. Amen. So basically, in my dream, it started out with both my husband and I and my six-year-old daughter, Emma. We were inside of this tent. I don't know where my 12-year-old daughter, Talia, I don't know where my 9-year-old son, Christopher Nathan, or where my 21-year-old stepson, Kane, were. I don't know if they were in another tent, but I know that my husband and I and my 6-year-old daughter were inside one tent together. It fit about 3 people, this tent. Inside of the tent, both my husband and I were speaking, but I could see more than just the tent. I could see about 50 other tents, maybe more than that. I also saw a guard that was sitting there and looking at all these tents, being watchful or, you know, vigilant of all the people in the tent. Now, inside of the tent, both my husband and I were very aware that it wasn't safe to be inside of these tents. And immediately I knew that being in those tents, they were going to try to implement the mark of the beast on our hands. That was what was revealed to me in the dream. And the dream, what was revealed to me, was that we need to get out of these tents because they're about to put the mark of the beast, or try to implement this mark of the beast on us. So my husband and I, inside of the tent, were talking and trying to get out of the tent. We were very worried about a flashlight. I'm not sure why. But in the dream, we were like, we need to get a flashlight. We need to get out of here. We need to go to a higher ground. I have to pray about where we were trying to go, but we knew exactly where to go after that. I'm not sure if it was the mountains. I'm not sure if it was a cave. I'm not sure. But in the dream, both my husband and I were talking about, we need to get out of here. It's not safe to be here. They're going to try to put this mark of the beast on us. And we need to get a flashlight to get out of here. Okay. And so soon afterwards, I woke up. And after I woke up, at first, I didn't think anything of it until the Holy Spirit just got poured upon me, and immediately God awoke in me to, Candy, this is not a normal dream. This is me trying to warn you something, okay? So with that said, I have to share this dream with you guys. I'm pretty sure this is what's coming. Tents. They're going to try to put us in tents, you guys. So tents are not safe. They are not safe. They're going to try to put the mark of the beast. This woman of God was sharing that they're going to try to, it's not good, guys. Don't get in these tents. So this was probably a warning from God. This was definitely, I should say, a warning from God for his people not to get inside of these tents. So I'm not sure why, from the woman's dream, she said that they're already setting up these tents for COVID-19 relief or whatever it is. So do not go, whatever you do, you guys, don't go to these tents, okay? Don't go to these concentration camps, okay? This is a warning from God, okay? But please, you guys, take my dream to God for confirmation that it is from him. Don't just believe me, Candy, don't just believe any prophet or any prophetess, but whatever they're speaking, please, give it to God, and God will confirm to you if this dream is from him. So that was my dream, you guys, and after watching her video, I felt immediately that I needed to warn you guys what I was shown in my dream. So Jesus is coming soon, you guys, but please, I warn you, don't get inside of these tents, okay? May God bless each and every one of you. Your sister in Christ, Candy.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. A lot of people in reality will end up in the FEMA camp, and still there, you need to be faithful to the Lord. In jail, you need to be faithful to the Lord. Never focus on where you are or where you will end up, because a lot of people who will be running may end up in the FEMA camp or in jail, but it doesn't matter where you will end. What matters is that you remain faithful to the Lord. You endure, you persevere. You don't take the vaccine. You don't want it. You keep saying no. They'll threaten you. Well, you're going to have to spend the rest of your life in jail. So be it. Don't be afraid. Don't be scared. The Lord has a way out for us. You could be raptured out of jail. You could be raptured out of the FEMA camps by the Lord. Remember, the Lord sent his angel to get Peter and them out of jail, my brother and sister. And the God and none other can stop the angel from getting you out of the female camp or jail. Remember that. Let the will of God be done. It might be for God to show his power through his church when we are in jail or in the female camp. Trust the Lord through the process, through it, anything that he may allow us to go through. My brothers and sisters, if he takes us before, great. But if we are allowed to see, because I saw myself, my family, when the army came to knock on our door and said, are you vaccinated, Mr. Zapata? One of the army general was saying to me, have you and your family have been vaccinated, Mr. Zapata? They knock on our door. And when I saw the army vehicle, I told my wife and children, go out the back door. Go out the back door. I'll talk to them. And they were saying, we would like to speak with your wife and children. And I said, no, we don't want the vaccine. We're not interested. We don't. Sir, And they were trying to put the fear in us to take it. I knew they would do that. We're prepared for this, my brother and sister. Even if they put their armor right between our eyes, we say, no, I don't want it. Because they will come. One time the Lord showed me, they came with a vehicle, with the armor vehicle, and with a tank. And you know, you have this tank right in front of your house, pointing to your house. All they have to do is press a red button and your house is blown to pieces. My brother and sister, but still we shall not fear the weapon. Greater is he that is with us than he that is with them. The devil sending the government, the army, to put fear in you, for you to say yes, say no, no matter what. My brother and sister, Shalom, Sister Renee. These are the days of Elisha that are approaching. Elisha was persecuted by that woman and her army to be killed, to be murdered. She swear that Elisha will be dead in that day. We're living the day of Elisha, the day of Jezebel, my brother and sister. She persecuted Elisha to death, and she swear by her God and her people that she will put Elisha to death. That was a sign of what they were trying to do to the church in the last day, threatening you that in this day, day and hour that will come for you, they're going to murder you and kill you. Okay? But Jesus said that he that would try to save his life will lose it. People are taking the vaccine to try to save the life, they'll lose it, he says. But those that will lose the life for the kingdom will save it. You understand how it is? Don't try to save your life. Don't try. Don't even try. Don't go there, my sister. Don't go there, my brother. Don't try to save your life because you'll lose it. Don't think, well, I got to take this coronavirus vaccine because I'll be safe from the virus. No. No, you won't. No, you won't. If you try to save your life, you're going to lose it. Don't try. Don't even try. Tell you, my life is in the hand of the Lord, and if it's the Lord's will for me to lose it, amen. God's will be done. My brother and sister, this is not time for doubting Thomas. Not time to say, well, no. This has been prophesied by the prophet that these days will come, a persecution. And those that Jesus said that things that if they kill you, they're making an offering to God. Those that will kill you think they're making an offering to God. No. Heaven is forever. Hell is also forever. There are two places that are real, heaven and hell. People that will end up in hell will be there forever. People that will go to heaven that will be there forever. Don't trade your place for a vaccine or a meal. My brothers and sisters, we're living in the last day. This is the most difficult day. You need to make a decision for Jesus. No matter how much they threaten you, throw you in jail when he may come, you say no. You stay firm for Jesus because he's going to come and rescue us. My brothers and sisters, but he also said there will be persecution upon the saint. The disciples died for Jesus. They were persecuted, and most of them died. Died. No, I was thinking about this. No wonder they were looking for the rapture. Remember the disciples talking about the rapture, the departure? They were looking for it. They didn't see it. They died. They died. But where are they now? In heaven. In a place where they have the reward from God. They are just so happy and so joyful for what they did. And even for what they suffer, my brother and sister, no one can steal their joy anymore. No one can make them suffer anymore. My brother and sister, their joy is forever and ever. Don't sell out your joy. Don't sell it out for a few years, for a few days of suffering. Don't sold out your birthright like Esau. My brother and sister, for a meal. For food stamps, for government assistance, that's the meal in the last day. that a lot of people were so down themselves by seeing, thinking that then they can receive assistance from the government, like ISA for a meal. No. No, no, no. Be willing to die for Jesus. Be willing to go hungry for him if necessary. Be willing. He's not going to let you. That you can be sure. David said that he was young and old and never seen the righteous go hungry. God's not going to let you go hungry. But the test will be there. If you allow the test. The Lord showed me that before a blessing comes, persecution will come. And show me the persecution. My brothers and sisters, stay firm for the Lord. Don't give up. Continue to endure and persevere. The Lord will save you out of all this trouble. Isaiah 54:7. For a small moment have I forsaken thee. By the great mercy I will deliver thee. Remember Jesus, Father, Father, why have thou forsaken me? It looks like God has forsaken Jesus at the cross. Because he was saying that. David felt forsaken for God. In several Psalms, you'll read it, and he felt forsaken for God. The church in the last day may also feel forsaken. Saying, Lord, how come you have not come for us, Lord? My brother and sister, Lord, how come you have not come for us? Lord, how come you have not raptured us? You feel forsaken for a little. For a small moment, God says, have I forsaken thee? By the great mercy, I will gather thee. That's the rapture. Gather us in the cloud. Paul says to meet the Lord in the cloud. And from there, we will always be with the Lord. And just for a small moment, don't let time take your blessing. Don't let government, nothing take your blessing. Don't let the devil deceive you. Be ye not deceived. Don't let man, your government, deceive you. Be ye not deceived, Jesus said. Stay firm, my brother and sister, till the end. Isaiah 60:15. Where thou hast forsaken and hate, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. See, for a moment, you feel forsaken, church. You say, what's going on? How come everyone is taking the by seeing? What in the world is going on? But it's those that have been backsliding for years that God's been speaking them to get hot with him in his presence. They have refused to obey in their backsliding. The bison seems to be their way out, and they have taken it. My brother and sister, the way out for us is Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except through him. They have taken supposedly the easy way out. No, our easy way out is Jesus. Remember that. Isaiah 62:12. And they shall call in holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. And thou shalt be called, sought out, the city not forsaken. God will never forsake you. God said he will never leave you, neither forsake you. You feel forsaken as the Lord felt forsaken at the cross and said, Eli, Sabbathini, Father, why have thou forsaken me? My brother and sister, this is only for a short season, little season, little time. Small, my brother and sister, but passes. It passes. Thank you, Lord. Jeremiah 2:19, thy own wickedness. This is what they didn't notice. Thy own wickedness shall correct thee. Thy backsliding shall reproach thee. You see, how do they get into the position that they're in? It's been their own backsliding, their own back to sin, and back to the church, and back to sin, and back to God, and back to sin, and back to God. They never made a decision for Christ, to live for him, to forsaking the club, my brother and sister, to forsaking the bar, to forsaking fornication, to forsaking adultery, to forsaking idolatry. They kept going, praying to Mary, and then praying to Jesus, praying to the saints, St. Paul, St. John, and then praying to Jesus. They never made the decision to leave their idols behind, to leave religion behind. There was a group of Catholics that got saved through the Lord to our sisters and says to me, Brother Elvie, is it okay for us to pray in the Catholic Church, to pray to Mary? I said, you cannot pray to Mary anymore. Only but Jesus. Yes, Brother Elvie. Only pray to the Lord. They got baptized by the Lord, by the way. Even in tongues, my brother and sister, in the church, in the Catholic Church. Okay? But I told them, cannot pray to Mary, you cannot pray to no saint, but only the Lord. Now, some of you say, why didn't you send them to the Christian church? A lot of the Christian church have homosexual in the pulpit. Some of the elders are homosexuals and lesbian. Yeah, you want me to send them to the Christian church? You think they'll be safe there? With all the things they're teaching in there? Oh, my brother and sister, I had a testimony from a pastor that went to a Christian church to preach. And the Lord have him bring everyone from the pulpit, the musician. He told the pastor, everyone on your pulpit, on your altar, needs to come down and sit down and repent. The pastor was like, brother, you know, my daughter play the guitar. No, she needs to sit down. She needs to stop. And the pastor was like, wow. You know, he invited him to come and preach in his church. And he says, because the Lord revealed me their sins. And when he began to speak out about the lesbian and homosexual sin, the pastor's daughter came to the altar, kneeled, and put the guitar on the pulpit and said, I've been having a lesbian life with sister so-and-so secretly. The musician came and said, she's been having that for 7 years. And so the leader musician was having a gay life with another member of the church also for the same time. And the pastor of the church was so shocked that his own daughter and his own lead musician in the church were committing these things secretly, my brother and sister. And the pastor said, when you asked me to come and preach in your church, I went in prayer with the Lord. And the Lord brought me here and showed me all the sins that these people are committing. None should be ministering in your church, pastor. They should be sitting repenting of their sins before God, forsaking in those sins. He was so shocked and shamed and said, pastor, it is better for the Lord to rebuke our sins and for us to stop. You don't know how many churches I get invited all over the world to preach. And this is what the Lord revealed me when I'm in prayer with him. And these are the things that I come and tell the church to stop. Pastor, this is more normal in the churches today than what people think. This is why the Lord is, they're praising the Lord inside the building. The Lord will not even enter that building, my brother and sister, because of the sins they're practicing. He says, we need to be sincere, my brother and sister. We cannot minister to the Lord. We cannot minister his word or the praise or anything if we are committing this type of sin. These are serious sin. These are abomination before the Lord. How can this leader believe in a gay life secretly and his own daughter a lesbian life secretly and be ministering in the pulpit of the Lord? said there's a great disrespect of the things of God lately. They're not taking things serious. Now, you want to send people to the churches? No. They're not seeking God as they should. Why do you think the Lord is having me do this service here in the Lord's hour and separating me from the church system? For that same reason, because the same sin will be committed in the church I was going to. And when the Lord had me tell the pastor, he didn't want me anymore. But then God will not be mocked. Whatever man saw, he will reap. The Lord told me, I'm going to put him to shame. I'm giving to you the last warning of his life. If he doesn't take heed, I'm going to put him to shame. And when I went and gave him the warning, he dared to stand and wanted to grab me by my arm from the pulpit and bring me down. And where he was sitting in the church that night, the church was full of people. The angel of the Lord was next to him with the sword in his hand, holding him back, about to strike him. And his feet had no strength. He could not even stand. He wanted to get up and grab me by the arm in the pulpit and bring me down. When the Lord told me to speak, my brother and sister, and God did not allow him to. He did not allow him. He sent his angel to stop in that time, my brother and sister. I gave out the words. I came down. And the Lord says to me, this is the last day you will set foot on this church. I want you out of here. The Lord says to me, you serve me. It is for me that you're going to minister. Yes, Lord. Give them your last day coming here. I was going to that church for over 15 years, my brother and sister, leading people to God into that church. My brother and sister, but when people refuse to repent and forsaken sin, my brother and sister, he had his wife, and they had children secretly with another woman and sleeping with other women. My brother and sister, when the Lord showed me and revealed me, say, you might go speak with him. I secretly have spoken to him, but he refused. Now I want you to speak publicly of his sin. My brother and sister, he had a secret. No one knows, but God sees everything. And when God had me speak publicly, oh, man, I became public enemy number one, my brother and sister, for him. But the Lord, when the Lord fights for you, it doesn't matter what people say, what people do. My brother and sister, he says to me, after that, I feel like putting a bullet between your eyes. He had a 38 and a 45. My brother and sister, I had no fear of the Lord. I knew the Lord was with me. He threatened me. My brother and sister, but God fought for me. God fought for me. God did not allow him to shoot me. Even though he threatened me to shoot me on the spot. My brother and sister, everything spiritual became carnal. Then the Lord did, as he said, put him to shame throughout the whole community, lost his ministry and his church, and God put him to shame, as he said. No one will mock God, my brother and sister. This is why we walk under the fear of the Lord. In him, do we fear? Because when he says he's going to do something, he does it. No matter what people think or believe, We follow him, we listen to him, and whatever he say, we do, my brother and sister, because Jesus is always right. That's why he's at the right hand of the Father. He's never wrong. Lord say yes. Yes. He's always right. Jesus is always right. That's why I told telling someone, when the Lord is, a lot of people think that when the Lord takes me to heaven or different places to talk to me, they think I'm talking. On the contrary, I don't want to say anything. I just want to listen to him. My opinion don't matter. It's what he says that matters. I don't want to interact with the Lord and say, wait, the Lord. But I think, forget about that nonsense and foolishness. It's what he says that matters. He's God. He's almighty. He knows the future. What do I know? No, nothing. It's for us to humble us and say, yes, Lord, as the prophet say, Lord, speak us and thy servant hear. Remember Samuel, the boy? Eli, did you say anything? No, boy. Go back to sleep. And again, Samuel. And then Samuel will get up. Did you say anything to the priest? Go back to sleep. And then the priest noticed that it was the Lord calling the boy. And he said, tell him when you call you again, tell him that you will hear him. So speak it, that you will hear him. And Samuel said, speak, Lord, thy servant will hear. That's all we need to be, my brother and sister. He speaks, we hear. Don't say anything. Even if you desire to say anything, don't say anything. Listen to him. He's always right. What can we say that can be right? Nothing. Because even if we think something is in a certain way, it's not the way we think, it's the way he says it is. My brothers, we humble ourselves before him. And whatever he says to us, yes, Lord, we bow our head and we listen careful. A lot of the times, I say, Lord, help me remember everything you said. I don't want to say anything or add anything, as the word says. It's very important that we listen to Jesus because he's the only one that knows what's going on. People say, what's going on? What's going on in the last day? Well, Jesus knows. We got to listen to him. Pay attention to what he's saying. He'll tell us. He'll reveal his word to us. A lot of us, I read the Bible several times. Oh, I know this word, people say. You may know the word, but not understand it, not have the revelation of it. It's what Jesus reveals you of the word. If you have the revelation of the word, as Jesus will reveal it to you, oh, man, you'll be on your knees crying after him. The things that will be unfolding in the last days are shaking to anyone, my brother and sister. Every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess that he is Lord for the glory of God. God's going to fulfill his word, whether people like it or not, whether they arm or disarm. My brother and sister, God's way is the only way. The only way. It's the way he has said it. This earth will melt by the heat. Remember the Lord taking me to the Great Tribulation one time. And the temperature must have been around 140, 150 degrees. And I knew there that it was going up. My brother and sister, it was still going up. And it got like to 147 Fahrenheit. And I'm standing there in that intense heat. And you know what I began to see? I don't know how many of you are familiar with the north, like the Merrimack River, okay? Or New York City, between New York City and New Jersey, the Hudson River. Over here, they call it the French River. There are many rivers mentioned. My brother and sister, okay? But a lot of these rivers during the Great Tribulation are dry. My brother, like last week, corn that you put in the fridge, dry completely. My brother and sister, dry completely. I was stunned. The Hudson River is such a great river. People have their containers because there was no more drinkable water. To go down to the bottom of those rivers where was like a little water, contaminated water, okay? To grab some of that almost nothing of water, where you could probably get a few buckets or a few gallons, and you got to take that water and boil it, boil the water, and somehow use clothing or whatever you can to filter the water, then maybe to be able to cook and drink that water. But the water looked brown, dark. You know how many contaminated stuff have they thrown in the Hudson River, an example, over the years? Metals, all kinds of metal, tires, and all kinds of chemical. Secret company throws them in there, because it's very expensive to pay to remove these chemicals. And then they pay people to throw on those rivers and lakes. whatever little water, I feel it's almost dry, to be dry, is what people are collecting, because this is another thing, it doesn't rain. It is so hot that I saw houses of wood caught in fire on their own, my brother and sister, in the Great Tribulation. I was stunned. These are the little things that those left behind will encounter during the Great Tribulation. Think about it. Fire cutting, houses cutting fire on their own. Not people setting them on fire. No. The heat is so intense. As I was walking there in the Great Tribulation, the houses were cutting fire. I saw people swearing, my brother and sister, and like trying to drink their own sweat because it was the only thing they had for liquid. My brother and sister. And people had clothing on their head, hard and clothing and whatever they could to protect themselves from the heat, the intense heat. The Bible said there will be intense heat and where everything will melt. My brother and sister. Out of all these major cities you see today, where millions of people are, like in New York City, over 10 million people, in the Great Tribulation, I walk in Manhattan, 42nd Street, all the way up. I've been up to 182, 179. I know places there where I've gone eating there, restaurants. In the Great Tribulation, I walk through all those main streets in New York City, my brother and sister. The buildings are damaged because of the tsunami. As great, the eastern tsunami, Shalom Sister Carla, came into New York City, all Manhattan, who is at level sea right now, came underwater. The Empire State Building came underwater, my brother and sister. You know how high until the 147 feet is an Empire State Building? A floor. It was completely under the eastern tsunami water that I saw. One of the eastern tsunami that hit. I don't know if it's a second or third tsunami. My brother and sister. At one time when the Lord showed me New York completely, completely underwater, I broke out crying like a baby. Just crying, crying, crying. Because I was thinking how many people are in New York, my brother and sister. I say, how can all these people drown in less than an hour? The whole city was completely under the sea, my brother and sister. And then this tsunami somehow happens in the middle of the night when people are sleeping, although New York never sleeps, they say, the Big Apple. But it just surprises people. And I was crying because of these many lives that are lost so quickly. But they go, have God been warning? I bet you there are people right now in New Jersey, New York, listening to me live, my brother and sister. It's for people to take heed. It's for people to repent. It's for people to forsake the backsliding, as the word we are reading says. It's because of their backsliding, God says. My brother and sister, their own wickedness, Jeremiah 2:19, God said through the prophet, their own wickedness shall correct thee, thy backsliding shall reprove thee. Now therefore see if there is evil, and evil things, or bitter than thou hast forsaken the Lord thy God, and that the fear of me is not in thee, say the Lord God of hosts. Father Jehovah Yahweh, Yahweh Elohim, is saying to these people, it is your own wickedness. It is your own backsliding. It is your own evil that has led you to be this way. My brother and sister, Jeremiah 5:7, how should I pardon thee for this? Thy children have forsaken me. In thy sword, by them are not gods. Sword not by them but that are not God. When I have fed them to the full, They then committed adultery and assembled themselves by troop in the harlot house. Oh, my brothers and sisters, these people that God has fed, that have provided the need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus, now they're backsliding in grave fornication and adultery sin. My brother and sister, God said, how should I pardon thee? We all need his pardon. Thy children have forsaken me. Sworn by the old, they that are not God. Biden in inauguration were praying to a fallen God that is not God, God says. These fallen angels are not God, says Jehovah. They are not God. Why? Here in the United States, our leaders are praying to them that are not God, that are fallen angels. My brother and sister, they are not God. Then why in the inauguration of Biden's? Why is Pelosi and them praying to them that are not God publicly? Record it publicly, them praying to them. When I have fed them to the full, God says. He fed America for how many years? America was not a nation. It was people that ran from other nations. And God said, send them here, and then make them a nation. Go back 300-400 years ago. Was America a nation 400 years ago? No. It was not a nation. But God saw George Washington, a man like Abraham Lincoln, who cried out to him. George Washington, before that memorable day, cried out to the Lord. Someone saw, like in a vision, I believe it was, of Jesus, of George Washington crying to the Lord on his knees. And he was saying, Lord, you are my Lord and my Savior. If you give me the victory over the enemy, I'll do my best. I'll work the harder to bring the state together and make this nation the United States of America. And this person said that his tears were coming down his chin. His clothing was wet of all the tears that George Washington was crying before Jesus, before God. My brother and sister, all night long, while his soldier were resting, getting ready for the battle, they gave him the great victory. My brother and sister, this man all night long was on his knees praying to God through Jesus, crying out to Father for mercy that this nation, the United States of America, one day will be united, will be called the United States of America. He cried out all night long until the Lord told him to go in peace, that he was going to give him the victory. My brother and sister, that's how the United States was founded, a man who feared God, who prayed all night long and cried out to God every day of their life. They were not lazy to pray. They were not lazy to cry out, because they said to God, we want a nation of freedom, of free people, freedom of religion, where they will serve you, O Lord, where they can call your name at any time, where they can go to your house and worship you and serve you, O Lord. Please give us this nation. Give us this United States nation. I believe at this time there was only 17 states that have come together. And I believe after this battle, 37 states came, is what the history says, my brother and sister. And that's how they came to be united. They cry out to God with all their heart, with tears all night long. Remember when the Lord took me there and I saw Abraham Lincoln, the forefather of this nation. He was in the Oval Office, Washington, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. I saw him in the Oval Office. He was on his knees crying out to God, crying out to Jesus. I heard him say, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. My brother and sister, not just for this nation, but for the people he knew to be saved of this nation. These men feared God. Then the Lord allowed me to walk to him and shake his hand. And he said, for where thou comest, young man? And I said, I come from the island called the Dominican Republic. Oh, the Dominican Republic, I know. I have met a few fellows from there. Yes, my brother and sister, they spoke with fear of God. The word of God was in their mouth daily. I had this blessing to meet him. The Lord took me there in the flesh, and I met them back there, my brother and sister. I'll never forget this day. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. God brought this nation to be what it is today. My brother and sister, not what it is today, but he brought it to be a mighty and powerful nation. Now this nation has forsaken God, the one that built it and restored it, the one that made it be called the United States of America. Now they're giving their back to God. Now almost the entire nation is a backsliding nation with homosexual law and lesbian and abortion. Over 6,000 children are being killed only in New York City of America by Planned Parenthood, my brother and sister. How can this be? A nation that was raised under the fear of the Lord now turns against the Lord who saved them and made them. My brother and sister, how can this be? How can Biden give billions of dollars now to Planned Parenthood? There's 6 million people are losing their homes, their apartment, their condo, are going with the children to sleep under the bridge, while Biden gives billions of dollars to Planned Parenthood to kill more babies. My brothers, when did America turn to be so wicked and evil that will kill their own children? My brother and sister, how, when they become like this backsliding nation? How can God bless their wickedness and evil? No, he cannot. God is a righteous God who blesses the righteous, not the wicked. He does make his sun come down over good and evil. But the wicked, my brother and sister, his sword is against the wicked. His judgment is against the wicked. My brother and sister, look what happened in Afghanistan. America put a shame again. People had to run out because the Taliban has taken over. Terrorists. America making a deal with terrorists. This is not the America that God saved and built. My brother and sister, totally forsaking God, totally going after evil. My brother and sister, this is terrible, terrible. Churches are being closed down in America. They had, Obama had put in, when he was in office, he began to raise the state to put all these rules, all these requirements on the building, even lesbian homosexual bathroom. With all the requirements Obama left in place in this country, pushing the state to put this stuff into, the hundreds of churches just in Massachusetts were closed. I remember this woman of God. She had a small church, but powerful. This woman of God, what she was doing in the downtown where I come from, our north, she was feeding the hungry, the people hungry, the homeless, cooking for them every day and giving them food and clothing. because her church did not meet the requirement of the state. Before Obama put those laws through the state, in Massachusetts was one of them, then the new law that came into place that the state required, it would have taken her over $40,000 or $60,000 to bring her church up to code. And they didn't give her much to do it. My brother insisted she has to close the church. She has to close the church. Hundreds and maybe thousands of churches were closed down in Massachusetts and around the nations. Obama made sure all the thousands of churches were closed when he was in office for 8 years. Biden is following the same rule. My brother and sister, people going hungry here, he took a lot of their money and already gave checks to Iran, our enemies, the enemy of Israel. He already had mail checked to them. My brother and sister, when people down here are losing their homes, six million people losing their home here, another six will follow, and another six will follow. You're going to get 666 while Biden is in office of people going hungry in the United States. We're living in the beast system. My brother and sister, and of course Obama is behind him congratulating him when everybody else is hungry and angry. My brother and sister, this is terrible. It is terrible what's going on. America's backsliding. It's a backsliding nation. What do you expect would happen when people backslide? When was the last time pastor said the Lord told me so? I challenged people last year and the year before to go to the Lord for the coronavirus vaccine. And I said, I'll challenge anyone out there, any pastor, to go to the Lord and ask the Lord if it's okay for your church to be vaccinated. Not one pastor say, the Lord told me it's okay to be vaccinated. I pray and fasted, and the Lord told me it's okay to... No. No, because I know the Lord's not going to tell you that. If you go to the Lord and you ask the Lord whether you and your church should be vaccinated, the first word coming out of the Lord's mouth will be, no. He'll give you a big no. It is not mine. It is out of the evil one. Don't take it. It will be the first thing. Why are there so many Christians in America being first in line to be vaccinated? Because they're backsliding, and they don't remember the last time they heard the Lord speak to them. My brother and sister, they don't hear the Lord. How many people write to me and say, the Lord doesn't talk to me, Brother Ellie. Will you go to the Lord to get a word for me? When the Lord, remember, the Lord says that to me, when someone comes to ask you for a word, send them to me. They should be coming to me, the Lord says to him. You should be going to the Lord for a word. The Lord will speak to him when you tear your heart, crying out to him for a word. When you pray sincerely and repent your sins sincerely before him and ask him for a word, the Lord will speak to you when it's from your heart. But if your life, he doesn't approve, if the way you've been living, backsliding, doing all kinds of evil and wickedness, you're not going to hear him. He's not going to speak to you unless you repent with all your heart and truly seek him with all your heart. That's why I challenge these pastors to go to the Lord, to ask the Lord whether they could take the vaccine, my brother and sister. And I'm very sure that the Lord will say no, because Father told me, and the Lord Jesus was standing there when Father told me, that whoever takes this vaccine will not be part of his kingdom. Clearly, he says. But the Lord did say afterward that those that sincerely, those that would take that other medication vaccine that will come out and truly repent, cry out to him, they will be able to go to heaven. That means that those that are under the vaccine are walking in a way that may seem good to them. But the end of that way is hell and the lake of fire. My brother and sister, It is not a time to play around as a Christian. Not time to play the Christian life. This is only to repent like you have no idea. Someone said to me, Brother Elvie, watch the movie The Cell. It's not called The Cell. It's called Cell. Okay? Someone there forgot to tell me that it had that word in the movie. Okay? It did have that word in the movie. And you have to put the audio down. But you have to see what happened to those people in that movie. Because through the cell phone 5G, that's how people are changed. What the Father said to me in a dream about the 5G, that if we would take the 5G, if I would take the 5G, I would have to be a martyr to be able to enter heaven. I would have to die for Jesus. That means staying behind the great tribulation and be beheaded in order to enter heaven. I don't play around. I was talking to someone this week, said, oh, no, you can buy the 5G. Just turn it off and just put it on 4G. See, what happened if the phone by itself will go into the 5G and then I'm using the 5G? I told my sister-in-law about the 5G. She had a 5G phone last year. She started getting these headaches, this burning sensation in her brain. And she told me the other day, Elvie, you were right. You were right. I should have listened. The phone was making me sick. She bought the iPhone 12 5G when it came out last year. And she's been using it since it came out. And she says she's been getting this burning sensation on her brain because of the 5G. I warned her when I went to New Jersey last year. And I said, no. Okay? You should have not bought the 5G. That technology is evil, okay? And the way said by scientists and doctors, okay, it's harmful to your health, okay? And she ignored me. She didn't take it to heart. And she got the phone anyway. And then she contacted me this year and said, wow, this phone was making me sick. I was getting this permanent headache, permanent heat sensation in my brain that it was not going away. She was taking medication. She was doing whatever she could. Nothing. And I said, you see, I told you so. This is no game. A lot of people don't believe, but then there comes a consequence. Look, a lot of people that are getting the vaccine. What comes? A consequence. I told my sister not to take it last year. She got the vaccine a few weeks ago, and she said that she felt that it was not hers, like someone was invading her body. Okay? I said to my wife, that's the demon. Okay? No. Don't mock God. Don't tempt God. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God, the Bible says. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. That's what people are doing. When God wants them, and they go ahead and get it, the consequence are, oh, man, untold. The consequence are untold because it's between the person and God, and everybody goes to rest differently. My brother and sister, you show me the Pope when he got the vaccine. So when they remove his soul out of his body and put a demon in it, and the soul wanted to come back, no, so demon took him. God will not be mocked. Whatever man sow, he will reap. We're in the last day. This is not a joke anymore. Look how the law he changed in the Catholic Church already. Since this happened, completely changed, completely different person. God will not be mocked, my brother and sister. He's not playing around. That's it. This is the end of days. Jesus showed me last night the Bible being fulfilled. Matthew 24:14. When this gospel of the kingdom will be preached unto all the nations as a witness, then the end will come. This is the end. That is fulfilled. Jesus says, I am coming. Of course I'm coming. He's coming for us. He is coming for us. Let us be found worthy to escape, my brother and sister. Repent. Cry out to him. Say, Lord, don't come and leave me, Lord. I don't want to stay, Jesus. Don't leave me, Lord. Don't leave me. Don't leave me. Please don't leave me. Take me home with you, Jesus. Please take me home, my family, my children. Take me home, Lord. He's coming for his bride. My brother and sister, I don't want to stay behind. And I know most of you don't want to stay behind either. But I ask the Lord to save your family, to take you home, your children. Because there's a cry. There is a cry on this earth when this rapture happened that is about to come. Remember when the Lord showed me the cry? He took me there, remember one night, the first day of the Great Tribulation when the church got raptured. All of a sudden, the church disappeared. The people got disappeared. I got so scared when the Lord gave me that experience because I thought I was going to stay behind. But that was not the meaning. I had to go back to the Lord, Lord, Lord. Does that mean I'm staying? No, that was not what the Lord. He just wanted to show me what's going to happen the first day after the rapture. The day of the rapture, out of the sun, people disappear. The children are of the Lord, okay? Mothers who they were not ready with the Lord, their children disappear. I heard a mom scream, like in a movie. Screaming was so loud. I was outside her house, and I ran to her house and said, "What's happening? My children, I was just feeding him. And he just disappeared." And she was showing me where she had him. I had him right here. I was feeding him. And he just disappeared in front of me. That was the wretch. And people were screaming up and down. People ran to the road, to the street, running. Some people knew it was the rapture. Other people, what's going on? How can these people just disappear? Children, especially children. God is taking the children. He's not leaving them behind. No, he is taking them. My brother and sister. And people got out in the street running. What happened? Mine disappeared too. Where did they went? What happened? What's going on? Is there some kind of weapon? People right away. Is this some kind of weapon? Is this the government? Who's doing this? Our children disappear. They're gone. My brothers, it was a day not to remember for this country, for the world. It's about to come. It's coming. Jesus said he's coming. My brothers and sisters, and people running scared. And try to, some people saying, calm down, we'll find them. We'll find them. Kingdom of Heaven is billions of years away. How are you going to get there? There's no, if you have a hard time getting to the moon or Mars, how are you going to get to heaven? That's not going to happen. When they're gone, they're gone. And they'll be happy out there. Plenty of babysitter. My brothers, we're going home. And if we're going home to babysit, glory to God. We'll have a job to do. Praise the Lord. My brother and sister. Okay? It's serious. Hallelujah. A lot of babies with our parents up there. Angel will be very busy taking care of those babies. If you want to be a good mom, if you have not been able to have children or your children are old, well, you can have hundreds of babies, and they'll grow learning of God through you, and you know, and you'll have fun. You'll have fun with them. They don't need to go to the bathroom. You don't need to change the pamper at all. You put one pamper on, they grow up to a teenager with the same pamper if you want. They don't need to go to the bathroom, nothing. All they want is your love. They'll hug you. And they're immediately as a baby, they come to the full capacity. Don't be surprised if they're 3-4 months and they're already talking to him. Huh? And they're talking clear. Clear. Are you my mommy? 3 months old. What? Talking clear. No problem. Whatever language they need to talk to you, Russian, Spanish, whatever. Mommy. And you're like, how does a baby with three months old speaking so clear? In heaven, that's the way it is. Totally different than this earth. The corruption and sin of this earth have kept everything behind, including humans, and their speech and understanding. No, not in heaven. In heaven, that's not a problem. In heaven, there's no problem. They don't need to go bother. You don't need to change them. Okay? You don't need to feed them every day, too. Oh, I got to get my health. No, that's an earthly thing. In heaven, they can grow without you feeding them. And if you feed them, they'll be happy, and it's totally about them. They'll be running quickly. They'll be walking. They'll be running quickly. Happy. They do love a lot, let me tell you. They can love you. You'll be very loved by them, and you'll love them too. No hate, no argument, no disagreement in heaven. Everybody's happy, full of love and joy and peace. My brother and sister, no evil, no demon, no devil, nothing like that. It's just love and peace always in the presence of God. You want to know anything? You ask the Lord. He'll tell you with a smile. I love you. He'll be thankful for you persevering and enduring for him. He may say to you, thank you, Lord, but thank you, my child, for what you did for me. Thank you, Jesus. And many things you know will be explained to you. Many secrets you want to know will be explained to you. Okay? You love your brother and sister. Remember when I saw Sister Carla coming to my mansion in heaven? And she came. And my Sister Carla, she was in her glorified body. My brother and sister. Sister Carla was skinny in her glorified body. I never met Sister Carla when she was 19 or 20. Never met her. She can tell you that. But in heaven, I saw her Sister Carla. There was no more than 19 or 20. And she came to me with other sisters from here, the Lord Tower. And they were all skinny, beautiful, in the glorified body. They moved. Sister Carla was coming ahead of them with such a joy, smile, beautiful smile. I'm like, wow, it's Sister Carla. Before she came into my house, she said, Brother Elvie, I was in my glorified body. We came to visit you in your mansion. Ah, I was so happy they came. So happy. My brother and sister, I believe it was Brother Miguel I saw also coming. Because they had a brother with him. And now that I see Brother Miguel's picture, it was him I saw. Wow, this is so awesome. They came to visit me in my mansion. My brother and sister, I have a big family. You are my family. My brother and sister, big family in the Lord. What an awesome thing that is. Go my brother, go visit my brother and my sister in their mansion. It's so awesome. Thank you, Lord, for this family. My brother and sister, I always wanted to have a family, and the Lord has given me one. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. This is why we must trust the Lord, because he knows what we need. He's giving it to us, my brother and sister. Even when he has shown me this family in the millennium, us in a park, having a picnic. Picnic, my brother and sister, in the park. And I saw all of you there. And we were there in that glorified body, young and beautiful. My brother and sister. And we began to praise the Lord together, and it was beautiful. We were eating sandwiches, but made awesomely. When you have no lack of what you need, you can make the best sandwich you ever ate. And that's what we were doing, my brother and sister. Everybody was young, no more than 20. None of us were more than 20. And we were moving like angels, my brother, happy, joyful. My brother and sister, and we all talked about the Lord and his mercy, the things he's done for us. Thank you, Jesus. My brother and sister, hallelujah. The Lord wanted me to see that this is why we need to endure and persevere, because he has so much in store for us. Believe me when I tell you this, when I was nervous about going to heaven, when Father took me to his garden, his secret garden, the garden of Adam and Eve, it's his garden. Father was there with his cherub, and so was the Lord and the Holy Spirit standing next to Father. And I asked the Lord, if I was coming to heaven, I needed his confirmation, his word. His word is what he giveth us. My brother and sister, his word is alive. I said, Lord, am I coming to heaven? And Jesus said, yes, you will, my son. They moved forward to Father, and Father said, yes. First it was the Lord and then Father. And said, yes, you will come to this place, my son, he said. Man, that was the happiest day of my life, my brother and sister. I just want to know that we're going to him, the opportunity of being safe, being in that eternal place with God, our Father. Hallelujah. This is why, my brother and sister, we need to be willing to give our life for him. Him that will save his life will lose it. But him that will lose his life for him, for the kingdom, will save it. Be willing to lose your life for Jesus. Do not take to my sin as other Christians have done. No. Don't take to my sin. Don't take the COVID-19 by sin. I say it clear. If I've only said the B. No. The B is the B system. My brother and sister, I thank God for allowing me to speak it clear. Because a lot of my brothers and sisters, when they say that by sin, they get cut off from the air. Their internet get cut down. And they're never allowed to speak again. God is protecting us here and keeping us from them hearing what we're saying. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. I have put my video on YouTube and said by sin clearly. And they have not shut it down. My brother and sister, thank you, Brother Miguel. Please be encouraged to endure and persevere. I seen you in heaven. I seen you, brothers and sisters, in the millennium. Don't let no one, hallelujah, take thy cross. Take that cross. Don't let no one take thy crown. No. Don't let no one take thy crown. No. I shared with Sister Carla one time. The Lord took me to Sister Carla community. Sister Carla and her family line in heaven have where they have their mansion, they have a community of family. And I shared with Sister Carla, the Lord took me there and showed me. And I knew in heaven this was Sister Carla, her mother, her father, her whole family community in heaven. The Lord has given them like a piece of land, a place where they have their mansion and their community. Her mother is already there, my brother and sister, with her other family that are waiting.
90 seconds.
And they're just waiting for her father, for Sister Carla, and them that are coming there. I knew that Sister Carla and her children are going to that community. I knew this in heaven. That was revealed to me in heaven, my brother and sister. Her and her children are coming to that community, my brother and sister. Isn't the Lord great? His plans for us are planned for good and not for evil, the Bible says. He is planning to bring us home and to save us, for us to be with him and be with him forever. Shalom, shalom, my brothers and sisters. Please keep us in prayer, our family and I, and we'll keep you in prayer. Blessing. Shalom, shalom.
A great change of scenery in your life. And now,
The mountains shall be removed and hindrances shall be removed. And things are turning even now, for the goodness of God shall be manifested. So lift up your hands and lift up your eyes, for the glory of God shall be revealed, and there shall be an increase measure that shall come upon you. And you'll shake off the dust of the past and arise and shine, for the glory of God shall be revealed. And I'll dress you up in some new clothes, saith the Lord, and give you access to my presence, and you'll enter into a new day, for I have turned your captivity, and now your mouth is filled with laughter. The day, and now is the time, and this is the place, and I'll no longer look back, and I'll no longer wonder when, but I'll declare now is the time, and the Spirit of God shall work in my house, and in my family, and in my children, and in my address, not someplace else, but in my house, and the Spirit of God shall rest upon me, so you can declare it and shout it out loud. This is the day the Lord has made. Things that I've purposed, saith the Lord,